Yes, here we are 1 week closer to the most glorious holiday in all of holidays, Christmas. Christmas is coming, and today, Finny, I think we're gonna take a little trip back in time.
Trip down memory lane?
Memory lane is where we're gonna go today. Because I know we mentioned it last podcast, and actually we got some really good feedback from Not Made of Money. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. Hopefully you enjoyed this one too. This one's going to be a lot of fun. We are going to go back to Christmas in our 20s for today's episode. So there should be,
that's going to be a bumpy ride.
Oh, there should be some shenanigans to go along with this one, my friend. So I think, why don't you go ahead and kick us off with Christmas in our 20s? And yeah, man, let's get this show on the road, bro. I'm excited about this one.
Well, let's start the stage. Christmas in your 20s, what does it look like? Well, you're either in college or you're working, or you're in college and working. And then you're either visiting your family for the holidays. You live with your family for the holidays. You're not visiting your family with the holidays, and you're doing a friend's miss, or you're like a hermit hiding indoors, right?
I guess. Wow. That is, you covered a whole slew of things. Yes. I'm sure someone is one of those. Yes, I'm sure.
But the one thing they all have in common is drinking, because you're drinking some type of beverage. Could be a glass of orange juice, cup of coffee, or most likely alcohol. But I think let's start with the cup of orange juice. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Oh my God, bro. You want to start? Okay, so you want to start with like the grand finale. I don't know if the rest of the podcast can top this, but you know what? If you want to start this, I'm going to unhinge my microphone because I'm going to need it.
I say we start with, let's just start it off with a bang.
Wow. All right. Well, let's do it. So couldn't even tell you how old I was. Had to be 20, 21 years old. And living in Georgia, right? Bumfuck Loganville, Georgia. Living out in the middle of the fucking nowhere.
Where's Loganville?
Exactly. And I'm sure that's still said today, although I hear it's been growing over the last couple of years. Anywho. So we live out in the country and literally almost in the middle of nowhere. I think we had one neighbor at the time and that was it. The rest was fields. And it was, what day was it, bro? Was it Christmas Eve? I think it was cold as shit. Frost on the ground, had to be 15, 16 degrees outside, which is not super common really. I feel like in Georgia. And I had a 1996 Dodge Intrepid at the time, right? Real piece of shit.
Purple.
Let's not forget that. Very important point. Very important point.
Hang on though.
Yeah.
Why the Dodge Intrepid? Because most reviewers are probably like wondering like why that car. Maybe they're not, but I think why is pretty important.
Why that car? Why did I buy that car?
Well, yeah. Why did you buy big cars like that?
It was fucking cheap, man. It was cheap.
And? Well, that's one. And?
It was cheap.
It had leg room because you're like 6'8".
That's true. It had leg room. That's a good point. Good point. So this is Christmas Eve morning. I have to work super early. I'm working retail at the time. So I go out and start the car up. You know, warm it up, get the defrost going, get everything rolling along. And those of you of my friends that are listening, you'll know this story very, very well.
It's a classic.
So start the car. Everything's fine. Close the door. Go back inside. Grab my big cup of orange juice. And my mom makes these great peanut butter and Hershey Kiss cookies. So I go in.
Well, hang on. So for the West Coast friends,
yeah,
you would get up at like the butt crack of dawn and start your car and let it warm up for like 15 minutes. Otherwise,
oh yeah,
it's too cold to drive and you're freezing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, hands down. Which is the main reason I went out to start it. So I go back inside, grab my big cup of orange juice, grab a couple of Christmas cookies, and I walk out the front door. And you guys got to picture this house, right? It's this little ranch house. There's a garage on the front. And then you kind of come around the corner, right, to and up the stairs to the door. So when you walk out the door, you can't actually see the car there. So I walk out and there's just this putrid smell. And I say, I mean, putrid smell. And I'm looking around like, what the fuck is that smell? And so I'm looking, I'm like, I see this big plume of smoke and I'm like, well, shit.
Christmas cookie and a glass of orange juice in his hand, folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I walk out around the corner and sure as shit, my Dodge Intrepid is on fire. The hood is engulfed in flames. Siding on the house is melting. I run inside, call the fire department. They're like, yeah, we'll be there when we can. Like 15 minutes later, the fire department shows up. And I mean, this fire has gone from the hood of the car. Those of you that know the Dodge Intrepid, it's a long, long vehicle. So it went from the hood of the car to the back seat of the car, burned my favorite Michigan hat. And I still have not found one like it since.
Oh, I remember that hat.
Yeah, dude, it is. And so the fire's all the way back to the back seat. I mean, it's got to be feet away from the gas tank. And finally, the fire department shows up and they pull in and they put the fire out. And they said, man, if we would have been five more minutes late, this entire car would have blown to shit. I don't know how it didn't. Gas is running through this thing as it's running, catches on fire. And it doesn't, I mean, you guys, this is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. That I've had happen to me in my life. It was unbelievable on Christmas Eve morning.
Save your CDs, though.
They
were in your trunk.
They were in the trunk.
You popped the trunk and grabbed everything out of the trunk.
That's right. They were in the trunk. So I did save my CDs. Thank God. But I mean, you want to talk about just a shock. Christmas Eve morning, you're going to work for a half a day. It's 5:30 a.m. in the morning. And you walk out and your car is just engulfed in flames. Well, years later, I found out that there was apparently a fuel line problem with the 96 Intrepid. And that's what caused it. I didn't know it at the time. But, dude, just absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. So,
this is where things are going to get even more ironic. Fast forward many, many years later.
Okay.
And I'm driving to work and I work at Best Buy and it's like 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm trying to get there to open the store and it's during the holidays.
Yep.
And I stop at the gas station down the street from the mall at a Quick Trip. I'm filling up my car with gas. I go in to pay.
I remember it.
And I smell something and I will never forget that smell.
It's the worst smell you can smell.
Like burning batteries is what the smell smells like, right?
Yeah.
And I look over to my left, and there is a motherfucking Dodge Intrepid, and it's smoking. It's starting to smoke. Go in, tell the guy, like, hey, man, that car out there, buddy of mine had one. Years ago, the same thing happened, blew up in flames. You need to call the fire department now.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And so he looks, he goes, man, that guy parks there every night. And I'm like, yeah, that thing's about to blow. Like, it's going to catch on fire. Call the fire department. So he's on the phone. I grab my drink, pay for my stuff, go out to my car and leave. Hear fire alarms going off. But the fact that I ran into that same color and everything, it was that purple color. Yeah. I don't know what year it was, probably similar year, but it was a Dodge Intrepid. And that sucker, when I'd come out, was smoking really, really good. Like that thing was about to light up at a gas station of all places.
That's insane. It's insane. But one of the, that's just one of the craziest things, man. And I've had some weird car shit happen. Like I grew up with like my first car, you guys, was a 1986 Chevette. No one that listens to this show, I won't say that. Not many of you that listen to this show are going to know what a Chevette is.
Look up right?
A Chevy Chevette. It was Bob. He was navy blue. Real piece of shit. Got me A to B to A, but still.
That car smelled so bad when you drove us to school.
Yeah, it was bad, man. Hey, I don't know what it was. I think it just the interior was just shit. But anywho, let's not get too far off track here. Man, yeah, I mean, that was like my grand finale for tonight. That was the one I was going to tell to wrap it up. But it just, dude, I mean, what can you say? Like, it just,
all right, so
it happens.
Car stories catching on fire. I remember working at Kohl's. Now, I don't remember if this was summer or winter, what time of year it is. So this won't quite tie into Christmas stuff. But as far as cars catching on fire, and I remember like my boss saying, hey, get on the intercom and announce everybody who parked on the left side of the parking lot, come and move your car now. And so we got people running out and moving their cars. And this car was like smoking like really good. It wasn't like in flames. It's smoking really, really good. Then all of a sudden, the next car starts smoking really good. And the original car catches on fire. And then all of a sudden you see, boom, boom, boom. There's like 8 cars on fire in our parking lot.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
It's insane. And
yeah. It was like this one car. It started smoldering and boom, smoke was going, but it hopped from car to car to car to car to car.
No, that's insane. Well, listen, before we get too far off topic, that was my golden goose for tonight. So you're up for Christmas in your 20s. Give us some shenanigans, man. Like, if it's something that we did, let's do it. Because I've got a few on my plate here.
So, all right. I remember like fun, like shenanigans of having pen fights in the video store at Kroger, and you were working, and we would come in to pester you and get movies, and we'd start throwing pens back and forth and like poking holes through posters.
I remember that. And that used to piss me off because I used to keep those movie posters, motherfucker. I used to keep them. I had them up until like 5-6 years ago. And then I tossed them because they were all fucked up. But
I remember what other shenanigans did we get into in our 20s? It's funny because we'd always have parties and stuff to go to, either like the weekend before, the weekend after, the night of, just depending on like where they were at.
Yeah. Most were the night of.
Yeah.
For me. I mean, I used to go to, well, when I did radio, you know, we'd be doing bar gigs and stuff like that and stay out drinking and, you know, party till the sun came up and go home and open presents.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that was a lot of fun, but I know we did one year. You guys came out to a gig I was doing. I think it was on Christmas Eve or maybe the day before.
It was because my family in my 20s, we would do Christmas pretty much on Christmas Eve.
Right.
It's something we started because my sister and her boyfriend, or no, she was high school. I don't know. We did it on Christmas Eve and then like we all kind of scattered for Christmas Day. And so, yeah, so we met you down at a gig, the Sweetwater Bar and Grill or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. It wasn't Swanee. It's not there anymore. But admittedly, like, you had to tell me this story before we pressed record today because I didn't remember it. So, in fact, you know what? Why don't you – I'm going to let you tell it. I'm going to let you tell it because you've got a better recollection of it than I do.
So I remember like my friends were going to drop me off because my car wasn't working at the time. And so they're going to drop me off at my parents' house. And then I was going to do Christmas stuff there. And somehow they talked me into going to the bar. And so we go there, there's live music and things playing. And, you know, it was like a cider or something smeared off. I think it might've been smeared off during that time. Because I don't drink beer. And then it turned into like shots. And then shots turned into Jager bombs.
Yeah.
Jägermeister and Red Bull. and you guys were doing the radio gig, and you know, you guys always drank like during those gigs a little bit, and
a little bit.
Yeah. And then did it turn into you guys being like, all right, well, we're done, and you guys hanging out with us? And I think we drank a lot that night.
Oh, it was a bunch. I mean, I think we ended up getting a ride back to your parents' house that night.
We did. We did. And I remember my parents being upset that I was hammered on Christmas Eve while we're trying to open presents.
But that was always part of it for me. I mean, I love family and I love my friends and I love to, I mean, we used to do, so still, I mean, some of my best friends today that live in Georgia, you know, Wills and Hans.
Yeah.
We used to go to their house on Christmas Eve. And I mean, it was just a huge thing, right? Because they're very, very Catholic. So everybody stayed up till midnight and they did the whatever the Catholics do. I don't remember exactly what it was because we were wasted. But like we'd give each other our presents at midnight. And I'm telling you, man, like for Christmas back then, I used to get a case of Marlboro cigarettes and a bottle of Wild Turkey. That was my Christmas present from that. And it was perfect. It was perfect. But that's the thing that really made it so great, man, is that we didn't even have to buy each other anything. You know what I mean? Like it was just to be around.
Yeah. We could all meet up and it's like, you know, you would go to the grocery store like right before. Right.
Yeah.
And you basically walked aisles grabbing the stuff you needed for the night. And then as you pass something, did you're like, oh, so-and-so needs this. You grab it. Like, I think it'd be like grabbing like DVDs and be like, what DVD? I don't think Nick has this. He was talking about it. I'll grab this for him.
Yeah.
And it's like, boom, Merry Christmas, bro. Like bro hug, have a few drinks, watching movies, passing out after talking, you know, about how we would save the world and save the planet. And if we ruled the world, we knew all the answers because you do when you're three sheets to the wind and it's 3 a.m.
Of course. Everybody knows everything at that point. But that was a lot of fun, man. That's what I remember about my 20s was just like the parties that we had, the parties that I had everywhere else. I mean, my sister used to have them.
Yeah.
You know, her and her friends, we would all get together and just, now there wasn't really much gift given at those. It was just, you know, everybody get together, drink some beers and shots and then, you know, Merry Christmas. But still, you know, it gets a little different when you get older and you have kids. It's not the same.
You're 100% correct.
Yeah.
Just, the hangovers. And it's like, well, I was thinking for the beginning, like, you're not bringing carton of marbles and a bottle of liquor. It's like cookie trays and like picture frames and a Christmas card of your family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, which we don't do the Christmas card thing. But yeah, man, it's different. Maybe a bottle of wine, you know, maybe a bottle of wine for the parents. But just a lot of really cool memories, man, from the 20s, even the 30s, you know, I guess the beginning of the 30s. Down in Jackson, I mean, we had some good Christmases down there. You know, when I didn't go home for Christmas and you didn't go home for Christmas, but.
You know, it's funny, like the late 20s, especially in Jacksonville, like. I think we went before Christmas and after Christmas, but on Christmas, didn't we just like. Chill and hang out at the apartment?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
It was funny because it was staying up late, watching Christmas movies, passing out, getting up, grabbing some, I don't know, something out of the fridge and watching Christmas movies and like being like, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to work today.
I was going to say, I don't think we ate a Christmas dinner when we lived in that apartment. Like, I think it was, had to be like microwave pizzas and Bubba Burgers, man.
No, like, no. Where did we go? Was it Waffle House?
Not likely, because I hate Waffle House.
Was it IHOP? We rode somewhere and grabbed something.
It was probably IHOP.
And I know you don't eat Chinese food, so no, it wasn't that. Could have been IHOP. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But just good times, man. Good times.
When things were simpler and you didn't have to get it up at 6 a.m. to video the kids opening gifts.
Exactly. And you could like wake up with a hangover and be okay. I can't do that anymore. It's 2 days now for me to get rid of a hangover. Like once I pass that 40 mark, holy shit, you guys, the damn hangovers are a bitch. They're a bitch.
Yep. In your 20s, man, where's a Bloody Mary? Get a leftover beer from last night. Like, let me have some hair of the dog and all right, we're good. Like, where are we going to be?
That's what it was, man. It was hair of the dog. You drank till 3 or 4 in the morning, slept for 4 hours, got back up and popped the top. It's what we used to do on New Year's too.
Yep.
Now, not anymore. I may have a couple drinks New Year's Eve. And that's it.
I'm realizing now Christmas Eve was like fun. And then Christmas Day was just like, you just didn't do anything at that point because you're kind of sleeping the hangover off.
Oh, yeah.
And eat food because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, hands down. Yeah, when we didn't go home for Christmas, that's exactly what happened. We just hung, chilled out.
Yep.
Watch movies.
Yeah, no cares, no obligations. You just had to be at your family's house at a certain time to make sure that you did the family thing. And that's it. But as long as you made that, you had no responsibilities. You had like nothing.
Well, no, I mean, when I lived in Georgia, that's the case.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, in our 20s, just in general.
Oh, yeah. Before Jax. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, as long as you were home to open presents, nobody gave a shit. Nobody gave a shit. Both me and my sister were out. Whether we were out together with our friends, our mutual friends, or she was out with her friends and I was out with mine. You know, that's the way it was.
Now, let me ask you this, because I know movie theaters are open on Christmas Day and movies come out on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
That is the one thing I never did. Even in my 20s, I have never been to a movie theater on Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What did I see? The last movie I remember seeing on Christmas Day in the theater would have been Ali, where Will Smith played Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
I think that's the last time ago. It is. That's the last time I think I went. But we would do it if there was something really good coming out. I mean, we would do it. I would get together with Hans and Wills and all of them. We'd go to the theater or, you know, me and my sister, whatever. But yeah, now, obviously, I probably won't. But it was a thing for us for a little while.
You know, those times were fun. But I feel like Christmas out of your 20s is kind of where it's at. Like, I enjoy like being Santa, you know, like
Santa
Claus. I enjoy watching them like open gifts and things. And in your 20s, especially when you're single, and maybe it's not necessarily just Christmas in your 20s, but when you're single,
yeah,
it's almost like, yeah, hi, thanks for the gift and everything. But I feel like Christmas has more meaning as you get older.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I mean, I think it's, for me, it's had the same meaning, you know, friends and family. And that's who I spent it with all 42 years of my life. You know, I would be at my parents' house Christmas Day, but I'd be out with my buddies on Christmas Eve, you know, just hammering it down, chilling out, drinking beers, you know, hanging with their family for the night. And then going home, you know, the kid aspect does make it more special. I think you're right.
Yeah.
But it's two completely different times scenarios.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, there was one time where, you know, these people, these friends were all I had. That was it. That's all I had. And that's where I wanted to spend my time. That's where I spent it.
Yep.
You know, and that's what made it special to me, is they were willing to spend that time with me too. So, you know, now obviously I've got my wife, I've got my two boys, like that's perfect for me now. Perfect. Perfect. So it's two different times, but you're right. I mean, it, I think it is more special with kids, but there are, you know, different factors, I think, that, play in now than played in then.
Yep. I think that makes the perfect point, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it makes sense. And it's just, you know, enjoy the people you're around, man, because you don't know how long you got them for. You know what I mean?
You really don't.
So, and that's, you know, back then in my 20s, I mean, I went hard, bro. I went hard. So I had, I didn't even know if I was going to make it to 30. You know what I mean? At one point, I didn't even know if I was going to make it to 30. I was partying hard, bro. I was partying hard. And so I lived it up, man. I lived it up. And it's obviously things change now, but it's just, yeah, it's a special time that I almost wish like would just carry on throughout the rest of the year, but it doesn't. It's only this.
Yeah. Time. You know, but that's what makes it special. If it was here all year round, then it'd just be like every other day of the week.
Right. That's true.
So
that's true.
That's why it's special.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've done a hell of a lot of fucking talking, man. So do you have anything that is jumping out at you that you want to talk about here?
You know, it all circles back around to just those types of times. And there was, for me, part of my 20s with Christmas, I hated Christmas, so I was always hiding from it.
Right.
And it's kind of funny. I would go in and hang out with friends and do things and enjoy like the days and stuff. But like, I don't know. I went through this period in my life, especially through like my mid 20s, where I really didn't like the holiday. And so it was more of me hiding from it.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, I think that's where a lot of people, you know, I think a lot of people have, and it's, I mean, there may have been one or two years in there that I did the same thing where I just didn't have any interest in it whatsoever, you know, but I think it's the people you're around that kind of, you know, rein it back in to you. And of course, once you have kids, obviously that reins it back in too, but that's the thing that's special about friendships. I mean, we've known each other for 20 plus years. We're in two different states. You're all the way across the country. You know, We can sit here and do this podcast. I'll call you tomorrow about some bullshit that's going on. You'll call me tomorrow about some bullshit that's going on. You know what I mean? Like it's when you find those relationships and those best friends or brothers and sisters is what I call them, because I that's the way I view the friendships that I have left. It's not many at 42 years old, but you know, I mean, we may not be blood, but we grew up together. So in my opinion, we're blood, you know, and when you find those people, man, you fucking hang on to them. You fucking hang on to them, especially this time of year, man. You know, I mean, you got your kids, I got mine, you know, well, I can't even say they grew up together, I guess, but they're, you know, I mean, we held Dominic. I had a Facebook picture come up the other day of him in his Red Wings jersey when I was babysitting him, which was great. I'll have to share that. But
it's funny anyways, because I had the one of Zach in my San Jose year.
Yeah.
As well.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was right around the same time. It was right around the same time. But anyways. All right. I digress, I suppose. You know, just be good.
I think we got to let go. You know, we got to let go of things. Got to move on.
Okay, let's move. We
gotta put this year behind us.
Yeah, yes, we do.
You know, which brings us to, I think, our next episode, which will be about New Year's resolutions and moving on and starting off the year right.
Yeah.
And 2020 was a shit show, and 2021 wasn't much better.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's, I mean, look, we're breathing. Our listeners are breathing. So that's a plus. But
we hope you're breathing. Yeah. If not, you need to call 911.
Please do. Right meow. Do it. All right. Well, listen, guys, we definitely appreciate the feedback from our episodes, and we appreciate you listening. We got our new friends in Germany and Ireland that are listening. Thank you guys and gals so much for the support. I know I wish you guys all a Merry Christmas. Have a great new year, but you'll have at least one more episode before the new year starts.
That's right. And don't forget to find us on YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, TikTok now. Website and stuff still coming. We're working on it. I'll stop saying when it's coming, and we'll just like tell you when it's here.
Yeah, we'll just and keep bringing it up.
Don't forget any of our Jewish friends. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Don't forget those. And y'all have a blessed holidays, and get into shenanigans. Shenanigans.
Have a bottle of wine like Finney did. Get into some shamamigans.
That's right.
Peace out, kids.